So this particular part in John chapter 2, the subtitle is Jesus Clears the Temple. One of his emotions that I think we can all relate to. It was time for the annual Passover celebration. And Jesus went to Jerusalem. And in the temple area, he saw merchants selling cattle, sheep, doves for the sacrifice. And he saw money changers behind their counters. Jesus made a whip from the ropes and chased them out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and the oxen, and he scattered the money changers' coins all over the floor and even turned over their tables. Then going over to the people who sold the doves, he said, "Get these things out of here. Don't turn my father's house into a marketplace." Then his disciples remembered this prophecy from Scripture that said, "Passion for God's house burns within me." If I remember correctly, you can find that in Psalm 69:9. "What right do you have to do these things?" the Jewish leaders demanded that they asked Jesus. "If you have authority from God, show us a miraculous sign to prove it." "All right," Jesus said. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." "What? It took 46 years to build this temple, and you can do it in 3 days?" But by this temple, Jesus meant his own body. After he was raised from the dead, the disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed both Jesus and the Scriptures. Because of the miraculous signs he did in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration, many people were convinced that he indeed is the Messiah. But Jesus didn't trust them because he knew what people were really like. That's scary, but it's good. No one needed to tell him about human nature.